Dr. Evan Levine is our guest. He's written a book called What Your Doctor Won't or Can't Tell You. I'm Paula Gordon, and this is Bill Russell.
Paula was asking about, you know, everything. People are going to, I'm sure this book is going to be attacked, and you're going to be attacked. But there's this figure that keeps showing up year after year after year, that we spend more money in this country on health care-related things than any other country in the world, and yet the overall quality of our health is, you know, depending on which survey, it's number 10, number 15, and as far down as number 30. So clearly, there is a systemic problem, and it's, and I assume that what you're pointing to is some of the nodes in that system that are unhealthy.
The money's going to the wrong people again. There's the problem. I mean, people can argue with me about a lot of things, but they can't argue that we spend $1.5 trillion and there's 43 million uninsured Americans. There's no spin on that one. Where's the money going, folks? So I might be attacked. I might not be right on everything I've said. But the fact is, the healthcare system stinks in this country. Everyone's worried. The prescription drugs are too much. We're getting too many tests. We're spending a lot of money. And there's 43 million of us who don't even have healthcare insurance. You can't argue with that.
Why did you go to medical school?
I went to a medical school program right out of high school, actually. I was a volunteer in a hospital at the age of 16. And, you know, I got a high out of taking care of people. And it still gives me the biggest high. I mean, I sometimes will come up with a diagnosis and one of my patients will feel a lot better. I mean, I high-five them. I mean, this is a big lift. You can make someone feel better and live longer. It's the biggest high in the world. But the downside is, look at all the crap I got to put up with, knowing that there are bad doctors right next to me practicing. Right next to me in the hospital, there's a guy seeing a patient. I want to yell out to that patient, "Oh my God, get rid of this guy. He's hurting you." But I can't. So there's a lot of bad, but there's still a lot of good.
And you give us a lot of guidance on how to tell one from the other in the book you've written, for which we thank you. That was nervy of you. Thank you for taking a chance.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Levine's book, What Your Doctor Won't or Can't Tell You, does a good job describing just how unhealthy America's healthcare system really is. And he offers very practical ideas about fending for ourselves and our families until things get better. We thank Dr. Levine for getting mad and then doing something constructive with his anger. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.